There is no clean ending to this subject. Dehumanization does not finish when a war ends or when a headline fades. It lingers in memory, in habits, in the words we keep using without noticing. That is why this can only be an afterthought, not a conclusion. Because conclusions imply closure, and there is none here. To speak of dehumanization is to speak of something ongoing, something that waits at the edge of every society, every community, every self. It is always near, always possible. Perhaps that is the hardest truth to carry. It never really goes away. We want to imagine progress as permanent, as irreversible. But the ease of reduction, the seduction of simplicity, is always with us. The line can always be crossed again. And yet, the same is true of rehumanization. It, too, is always possible. Always fragile, always incomplete, but always there, waiting to be chosen. The choice is rarely grand. It is usually small, almost invisible. But small choices accumulate. You will not remember every argument or every example from this course, but you may remember the weight in your chest when you recognize yourself in the mirror. That weight matters, because it means the reflection reached you. What you do with that weight is yours to decide. You may carry it into your next conversation. You may set it down and forget, but if you carry it, even a little, you will notice more, and noticing is where the work begins. There will be moments when it feels futile, moments when cruelty is louder, when reduction is easier, when silence is safer. You may ask, what difference does my refusal make? The answer is, you cannot measure it, and that is the point. Rehumanization is not measured in victories, but in interruptions. Each time the cycle stutters, even briefly, the story changes. Each interruption is a seed, planted where we cannot always see it grow. That is the hidden power of choosing recognition over reduction. But do not mistake fragility for weakness. A flame is fragile. Yet it can light 1,000 others. A seed is fragile, yet it can split concrete. Fragility is not the opposite of strength. It is the form strength takes in a hostile world. The mirror we have carried through these segments does not disappear when you put the words away. It stays. You will see it in the headlines you read, in the conversations you overhear, in the silences you keep. The reflection is not always comfortable. It isn't meant to be. This is not an invitation to guilt, but to responsibility. Guilt looks backward and gets stuck. Responsibility looks forward and asks, what now? The mirror is heavy, but it can also be a compass pointing toward what must be protected. And what must be protected is simple, even if it is not easy. The dignity of the other. Not only when it is convenient, not only when it is deserved, but always. Because once we begin to ration dignity, it disappears altogether. The fight against dehumanization is not a war you win once. It is a discipline you practice daily. A refusal that must be renewed over and over. Some days you will fail, but failure does not end the work. It only means you must begin again. So this is the afterthought. There is no end. There is only vigilance, only persistence, only the choice to see fully rather than partially. Every day, every conversation, every silence is another threshold. And each time, you decide which step to take. The first step toward anything is how we see. And we are always seeing. So the question remains, even after the course ends, will you reduce or will you recognize?